What's good, y'all? It's Dorian Dimensions, aka the Realm Renegade, out here once again in the third dimension, reporting live throughout the digital frequencies. I can see y'all over here in the corner. Right here. So feel free, go ahead and get active in the chat. I can see those hearts right here in the top right corner. So go ahead and keep those hearts coming. That will allow me to know that y'all are resonating with me, so I can continue to resonate with y'all. As always, if I'm dropping these keys, y'all already know what to do. Throw them. Throw those keys right there in the chat. That will allow me to know that you're picking up the keys that I'm throwing down. Those keys to unlock the mind lock. Keys open doors. And if you can hear me okay, go ahead and throw one there in the chat. That will allow me to know that you can hear me. You can hear the music. You can hear me over the music. And it will also allow me to... It will allow me to take a look to see and determine how much of a time difference there is from the time I speak to the time that the medium that sits right in front of me picks up my voice, picks up my image, breaks it down into digital composites, broadcasts it through the 802.11 spectrum to reach the medium that sits in front of you. That medium that comprises of liquid crystals, electrical circuitry, and blood. Human's blood. That's plasma. That LCD screen has plasma in it. And y'all already know how that blood is extracted, as we've talked about it previously. But I always make it known that the technology that we use, this Baal technology, this is Moloch technology, Saturnalia technology, and we continue to use them and become so reliant on them. And as a matter of fact, these are working within the 802.11 spectrum, and soon the 5G spectrum, the spectrum that at 60 gigahertz starts to introduce and saturate the oxygen molecule and introduce nanoparticulates instead of electricity, which would be what is called negative ions being carried through the oxygen, the O2, which is gas form of water. Water carries the electricity. So when you're breathing in water and electricity. The lungs purify what you're breathing in, moves water to an area and continues to travel electricity through the spine, through the shuni, through the neurological system. So, as we're moving over to those 5G frequencies, at 60 gigahertz, this introduces nanoparticulates, it saturates the oxygen molecule, starves out the negative ion, introduces a positive ion carrying a current and a charge of frequency that is being broadcasted through the molecule. The molecule, you feel me? This is Saturnalia technology, Saturnalia frequencies, Moloch frequencies. And at those frequencies, when you have the oxygen molecule being saturated, being altered, this is now how you are able to transmute information, large pieces of information. It's a bridge at that point. The molecule becomes a bridge. Bridging the digital dimension to the third dimension. the information that gets transferred through those frequency spectrums are not just the frequencies that we're projecting and that we're controlling through there. These are frequencies that can now allow augmented and virtual realities to be able to transfer through those frequency spectrums and allow them to manifest themselves here third dimensionally as well through host surrogate bodies, nanobiotech bodies. You feel me? There's already a few here that are already built, have been built for years. One of the most popular ones being Sophia Hansen. Outer body made by Hansen Robotics. Her mind resides on the internet. To the Gnostics, Sophia is the goddess of knowledge and wisdom. Well, anyway, we continue to use these technologies. Pretty soon, we're going to get to a point where we need to make a decision. We're going to decide to continue using these technologies and these frequencies as they increase up to that 60 gigahertz frequency spectrum, which is oh so harmful to our natural bio. It's harmful to nature. It's harmful to what's natural. Nature is natural. The frequencies in which we are now moving up to saturate the oxygen molecule to push frequencies and information through molecules is not natural. We don't do it that way. Naturally, we would be able to push forth and transmute information etherically through ethereal frequencies with our thoughts and our minds. But we've gone so far away from being able to do that as our minds have been completely governed from governments, which is exactly what that word means. Government is govern your mental. It's a Latin word, you feel me? Well, anyway, I appreciate everyone for being up in here tonight. I didn't promote that I was going live tonight. Kind of more of an impromptu. Been extremely busy, especially this past week. We hit Truth or Tuesdays, and some of y'all were there for Truth or Tuesdays, where we went in, dropped some keys. And I figured I'd jump back up in here because I've been promoting She Legit the past few days from the supply that I have. And from the supply that I have, my source is the legit She Legit. You feel me? My sorcerer comes with that high grade. You see, not all She Legit's the same. And I figured I'd jump on the live tonight, shed some light on She Legit, drop some keys. But since a lot of y'all actually have been purchasing She Legit off of me, I've got a lot of orders that just came in last night and today. So I appreciate everyone who's been ordering. I still have a bunch of supply, but I want to kind of just break it down to y'all a little bit in regards to the supply that I have. And because a lot of y'all have some questions as well, so I'm going to just go ahead and address those right here on this live. So before we get into any of that, let's go ahead and, since we're talking about frequencies, we're talking about the energies, let's go ahead and grab our Palo Santo or our sage, and we're going to go ahead and light up tonight. Who's lighting up with me tonight? Go ahead and throw one there in the chat if you're lighting up with me tonight. We'll give it a moment. Take a look at who's getting active. And while we're doing that as well, I'm going to go ahead and just acknowledge the chat here. As y'all are coming in, I've got one, the Lord Soldier 4. Got Vanessa underscore Kudo. We got Velvet underscore Sky. .jpg. We got quick.k, Locon 7, KB Gym Juice, Joe Monero, Official DJ Blends, Imaginings with a Z dot G8 V Kitty Ricky underscore Snow Phil underscore Vesser The Yatra Project Meditation 1884 Hello Sheeples Dane Sire D underscore MDO Christina K. Neffel Kristen underscore Evangeline, hope I pronounced that correctly. Alright, what's up everyone? I've got more in there probably coming in, but I just wanted to go ahead and give a shout out to some of the early birds there. Y'all could be anywhere else right now, but y'all are right here, Rome Renegade, Instagram Live. After this video is done, it will go up to Instagram TV. That's the way that they're doing it now. As y'all know, the past week or so, Instagram has changed up a little bit of how they get down. So now after doing a live video, if I choose to save it to Instagram TV, then it does not have the replay in the Instagram Live for 24 hours. It immediately gets transferred over to Instagram TV. I think it's actually a phenomenal feature. It would have been an amazing thing for the past few years that I've been delivering a bunch of information. But we're here, and lately, all of these transmissions have been being hosted on every major streaming platform. So you can go on to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify. You know, that's a big deal. That's tight. So all you need to do is if you go to any of those streaming platforms, you just go to search out on the Wake Up Radio. And when you search that out, you'll see my shows right on there, Realm Renegade. If you see a host Realm Renegade, those are my shows. And then you can also go to Instagram right here on my profile. You can go to the bio. Just click on that bio. It will direct you over to Collective Vibrations being hosted on the Wake Up Radio on SoundCloud. So that's cool. If you ever want to go back and listen to any of these previous recordings, I try to maybe treat it like a little bit like a podcast. So if you ever want to go back and listen to any of this stuff, you can go ahead and do so. After this video ends, if you like it, that's cool. You can like it, and that helps, you know, move it towards or through the algorithms just a little bit, as Realm Renegade has been highly suppressed for years, been shut down on YouTube. Can't move in certain platforms, but I'm still here. But anyway, let's go ahead and light up. Who's lighting up with me tonight? Palo Santo or Sage? I'll let y'all decide. One for Palo Santo, two for Sage. We'll give it a moment here, because there is a little bit of a delay. Seems to be about 7, maybe 8 second delay. All right, let's see here. We've got Always Angelica coming in saying one. So she's saying Palo Santo. We got Vanessa saying both. We got, I see here what, two, okay. Twos are coming in. All right. So I see these twos coming in tonight. So let's go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and get the sage tonight. And next stream, maybe we'll hit that Palo Santo. But tonight we'll get that sage. So whoever's lighting up tonight, whether you got that Palo Santo or you got that white sage, feel free. Go ahead and light up. getting nice and smoky. So out here tonight, we getting that smoke. I'll go ahead and smudge around me. Clear any of those positive ions or any of those negative energies that are around you. Go ahead and get your chakras. Breathe into it. We'll go ahead and hit the throat chakra. Get to the sixth chakra, the Ajna. Go ahead and hit that crown. And a little bit of smudge for some of y'all as well. Some of y'all might not have any Palo Santo. Some of y'all might not have any sage. Some of y'all might even be new to this type of information. Or new to even clearing energies or energy work. And that's okay. But the sage is very good for cleansing energy. So go ahead and get that lit up tonight. And we might as well just call it out for any agents up in here. Third dimensionally, the digital dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, ethereal realm and beyond. Y'all ain't welcome. I mean, you're welcome to kick back and learn something. Alright. Any of the agentry, my chat will peace you out. That's just how we get down, because in Realm Renegades Instagram Lives, we're anti-agent out here. Y'all know what it is. Alright, well, figure the topic for tonight. I'm gonna talk about She Legit. And typically I always have a drink with y'all, so I'm gonna show y'all how to get down with She Legit, and especially if you're purchasing She Legit from me. A lot of people, this may be the first time that they're working with She Legit. So if that's the case, I figured I'd give a little instruction. So first, if you purchase, or if you're getting She Legit from me, it's gonna come in container just like this. And this container holds 60 grams. You feel me? 60 grams. So that's 2 months if you're taking it as your daily dosage, your minimum daily dosage. 60 grams will last you 2 months. You feel me? If you're doing 2 servings a day, so maybe a serving in the morning and a serving at night, you're doing 0.5 of a gram. Well, first, before I get ahead of myself, let me show you the container. This is all glass here, dark glass. So you want your She Legit not to be exposed to the sun. And this is my personal one, so it's not all the way full, as I hit this a lot. But you've got the tab here. You pull the tab. She Legit's very sticky, so if you get some She Legit on your tab, you might need to just work your tab up a little bit. So you pull your tab, your She Legit's right inside. Okay? Your She Legit, this is what is called, in the underground, it's called that mineral pinch. You feel me? She Legit in the streets, or in the forests, in the mountains, it's called pinch. Mineral pinch. So, what it is hundreds of years of extraction, or 100 years of decomposition, plant matter. You feel me? And it gets, you know, buried under the ground through hundreds of years, through just years and years and years. Moving down streams, getting embedded underneath rocks, into the soil and into the stone, underneath the stone. And after years of pressure and it being that decomposition under the earth of the mountain, it starts to seep out of particular parts of broken rock, or if you mine for it and go deep for it, you can extract it as well. So, with that being said, this is hundreds of years of decomposition, plant matter. This is, if you want to take a look at it, this is Gaia. And when I say Gaia, I mean Earth. This is Gaia's blood. You feel me? All nutrients, all minerals. This is 100% minerals. And the minerals are something that is lacking in everybody's bodies because the food is so void of all of the minerals. You feel me? So minerals are very important to chelate heavy metals that are in the body. And as y'all know now, everybody's bodies are so full of heavy metals just from the way that we eat. What they spray on us, they spray heavy metals on us all the time. You feel me? All the time. So, is she legit? You feel me? It's all minerals. What that does is the minerals help. When you breathe, you're bringing in electricity. You feel me? The electricity is eventually being moved through your neurological system, and it's being transported through your system as well, through your blood. Now, your blood should be having good conductive metals. You should be having inside of your body silver, gold, platinum's even a conductive metal as well, and also a lot of the minerals are serve as conductors also. So what you want and what the point is to achieve your light body. And how do you reach your light body? This is becoming highly electric. You feel me? The more electric you are, the closer you are to the ethereal realm. So many have heavy metals in the body. Heavy metals do what? That disrupts and slows down the flow of electricity. So when people talk about, you know, the new age, we'll talk about a calcified pineal gland. The pineal gland becomes calcified because it's not being charged with enough electricity. You feel me? There's too many heavy metals in the body that start calcifying that pineal gland. That when you start having the waters inside of your body and the electricity inside of your body thrown off through keeping it at a acidic state and also not having enough proper electricity flowing through your body, now from there your body's becoming stagnant. You feel me? So minerals help chelate the heavy metals and help assist in moving electricity through your body more efficiently, eventually igniting the pineal gland. So, like I said, she legit assists with that. So, if you take a look how sticky it is, it's tar. Okay? Straight up tar. So, like I said, I always have a drink with y'all. So, I'm going to show y'all a drink that I'm going to make for y'all. So, this is 100% spring water. In here, living spring water. Now, if you take a look at what I've got down at the bottom here, I've got ginger at the bottom of this glass as well. Okay? So, the water, I brought the temperature up. I don't take my water to boiling. You start taking your water to boiling, then you're killing your water. Okay? So, you can heat it up or you can bring it up. But remember, if you're taking it to the point of being boiled, you've just altered the molecular structure of what you're trying to work with. Now, at that point, you've made it very difficult for your water to be electrically charged. So, my water's brought up a little bit, so it's warm. It's warmer than lukewarm, just a little bit. And that also helps your shilajit absorb or break down. It liquefies easier as well. Doesn't take a whole bunch of temperature for your shilajit to dissolve, which is pretty surprising with how sticky the substance is. But I'm going to show y'all. So I cut up some ginger right before I started this recording, and I had my ginger simmering or just chilling in that warm water there. So you take your shilajit. Now I like to use a chopstick. I eat with chopsticks, so I have multiple chopsticks around, so I like to use a chopstick. You could use any type of tool, a dabber tool or anything that you want, but I like to use chopsticks. So you just go into your Shilajit. I'm going to show you all what a serving looks like as well, okay? So if you take a look here, I pulled some out. Let me get that right on the camera there. Maybe you can see it. This amount that I pulled out here, so if you take a look, it's like a pea size here. That's about 0.5 of a gram. Okay? So this is a serving. A little bit more you could use if you'd like. I do not follow serving sizes in regards to Shilajit. I use as much as I want. But if you're gonna follow or track what you're doing, then what I showed you is 0.5 of a gram a serving. So what you do then is you can put that into your water. You can stir it around. Show you what happens here. So you stir it around. You start seeing the water is turning amber. This is the Shilajit now melting down. Now, what you can do if you want is you can let your Shilajit or leave your toothpick in there. Not your toothpick, but your chopstick in there. You can let it sit and hang out for a few minutes. And that way it will dissolve a little bit more and then you can continue to stir. So what I'm going to do is I stir it up a little bit and then I set it down. I let it chill for a moment. And I use a lot more than just a serving. I put Shilajit in pretty much any of my drinks, any of my beverages. I bring in Shilajit all day long. So if I say I always drink at least a gallon of water, so in my jug of water, I'll mix about a gram to a gram and a half, sometimes even 2 grams, depending on how much I scoop out. And I put that into my water. So when I'm drinking my water all through the day, I'm drinking, you know, Shilajit water all through the day. And I also make other drinks as well, depending on what I'm doing. So, you know, during the day, my drinks consist of, you know, lemon, aloe, ginger, Shilajit, chaga. But I'm always implementing Shilajit. Now, if you take a look, see, the toothpick is clear. There's no Shilajit left on my toothpick. It's all in here now. You just stir that up. Okay? Give it a little taste. Alright, so this right here, very simple. Shilajit water and ginger. Fresh ginger. That's the drink tonight. And this is a soothing drink. You could also add a little chamomile if you wanted to, or any type of soothing, some lavender as well. Lavender would be an amazing thing to add to this as well, nice and calming for nighttime. But I love having Shilajit ginger water. It's very, very refreshing. To me, it's that drink right here. You feel me? It's that drink. When I get to the ginger, I eat it, so I chew on the ginger. So ginger, I'm sure y'all know how powerful ginger is for the body, how antioxidant it is as well. So this combination right here is, I've got living water charged full of antioxidants, minerals. I don't care who you are, if you're not growing your own food in some mineral dense and rich soil, which I don't think any of y'all are. There might be one or two of you in there, but the majority of y'all ain't growing your fruits and vegetables like that. I can tell you that, facts. And the stores that you're going to, I can tell y'all, void of minerals. Void of minerals. And that's done by design. It's on purpose. You feel me? So, some of y'all ask, you know, where I get my Shilajit from. Where my Shilajit sourced from. My sorcerer, I've got to connect, a contact, who's on the inside, in Siberia. You feel me? So, the Shilajit that I've got, and I have available for y'all as well, the reason why, I've been taking Shilajit for a little bit of time now, but the reason why I got a very big supply is so that I could get Shilajit out to y'all, out to the tribe. Because this is something that I feel very passionately about. It's something that I know about. I know what it does for our bodies, and I know how important it is. And I'm a high vibrational cat. And part of my practice of self-mastery and things that I do is to help others and share with others practices and things to be able to get high vibrational as well. So I got a supply, a big enough supply that I can get the raw. This is some of the rawest Shilajit that you can get. I kid you not. I only roll with top tier. Anything I do is top tier. And underground as well. I try to be as underground as possible also. I don't like to go through all the regulations of all the bull crap that goes on out here in the third dimension. Which, y'all are seeing exactly what's happening right now, which is exactly the reason why I try to work outside of that system as much as I can, because it's an absolute shit show, and y'all know what I'm talking about. So, my Shilajit comes from Siberia. You feel me? The Siberian Mountains. Sometimes, my Shilajit comes from the Orulgan Range, which is a little bit east of the Siberian Mountain. And there as well, Shilajit is in its rawest form. There's some untapped spots there, but y'all gotta remember too that to get Shilajit, it's not as easy as what some think sometimes, depending on where you're getting it from, because there's corporations that try to hold down known Shilajit spots. You feel me? Jan right here in the chat says, yes, it is called Mumo in Russia. Correct. So, you know, you can't just go mining for Shilajit yourself. There's a bunch of corporations and companies that hold down spots. And this is controlled as well by the Russian Federation, and they hold it down. You know what I'm saying? They'll put tax on it. They'll make it very difficult to get certain sources, certain particular sources out as well. Try to control it. You know, try to control it from getting out to other places. Now, you can get Shilajit from other places as well. You can get Shilajit from like the Himalayas. This is where many of the companies, the bigger companies right now that sell Shilajit, they get their Shilajit from the Himalayas. Now, it's still good, but I'll tell you what. I'll tell you that the raw Shilajit from the Siberian Mountains, that's the best. The studies have been shown. It's the oldest as well, because you know you're working at higher elevations. So if you're getting Shilajit that's extracted from higher elevations, that's because it's been, you know, pushed through up through just growth on top of growth on top of growth, and it's eventually seeping its way out. That's this right here, and that's, you know, extremely powerful. So, you know, the Sakha Republic and the Russian Federation, they hold down in the corporations as well that make a lot of profit off of selling Shilajit to the bigger companies as well. They hold it down. So my sorcerer is underground. So my sorcerer does not abide by those regulations and has access to particular reserves that they mine for that is this right here. So, like I said, I got myself a decent enough supply that I could get it out to the tribe and get it out to the tribe at prices that are lower than what the big guys are selling. You know, the big guys will sell organic, Shilajit. There's only a few companies that actually have a certification on their organic Shilajit, a real certification. And, you know, their prices are what they sell them at. And I got my prices at lower than theirs, just saying, at the raw. So, everyone who's been making orders and been reaching out in regards to this, thank you. There's a lot of y'all out there, so if I haven't got to you just yet, I will. Like I said, I'm very busy through these days, but or through the day, but I will answer back and we'll get it popping. So, I'm trying to make this my gift to the tribe. You feel me? So, that's that. That's that Shilajit. Some of y'all may sometimes ask, you know, what are the health benefits and everything like that of Shilajit? There's many. You know, one thing that I'll let known is, like I said, it's minerals. So it's chelating the heavy metals. This is helping the proper function of your blood. You feel me? And proper flow of electricity through your body. So that in itself is very important. And now it also increases the hemoglobin. You feel me? In your red blood cells. So this is helping out. I mean, your blood is part of your life force. Well, your breath is your life force. And as a matter of fact, if you are having proper blood circulation through your body, then this is also assisting in proper respiratory functionality throughout your system as well. You feel me? So this allows you to be able to breathe better. And breathing is everything. So my healer always says that the person who lives the longest is the person who breathes the least. You feel me? So that means taking longer breaths, filling the lungs to capacity, and breathing out through the nose. Depleting those lungs fully. Then breathe in. And out. You start breathing like that, you'll slow down time. But you see, what happens is we're shallow breathers because we breathe out of panic. This system of things has brought us into a state of panic based upon the way we live, how we've been taught. I mean, think about this. We've been taught that our entertainment is not entertaining unless it consists of violence, sexual immorality, or some sort of drama. These are all things that if we took our awareness away from those things and we're not enslaved to those types of things, the evolution of where we could take the consciousness could be at such a grander and higher scale, just by eliminating or taking the consciousness away from those things as being the primary thing. Because entertainment is the primary thing in this current space-time continuum. You feel me? Everybody lives for their entertainment. That's where we're at right now. And everyone's entertained by the drama. You feel me? Entertained by the violence. And entertained by the sexual immorality that causes so much drama in everyone's life. You feel me? This causes neurological misfirings through the body as well. Because as you take yourself to places of trauma, which the entertainment causes trauma within you. You feel me? The average individual has seen over hundreds of deaths by the time that they're 10 years old, just right through Saturn's cube. when they're playing video games, especially video games like Call of Duty and any of the shooting games, the fighting games, it's killing. Over and over and over again. Killing. And not only is it killing, but you're being rewarded for doing so. And you're even using the verbiage that you're killing. And you can so easily get so hostile to others that should be your humanly brothers and sisters over graphics being projected to you as you're scrying into Saturn's cube, interacting with Saturn's cube. You feel me? So the entertainment is throwing off the collective consciousness. It is allowing or forcing ones to breathe shallow. You feel me? So the breath is shallow. That's panic breathing. The more that you're breathing those shallow breaths in and out very quickly, you're not allowing your lungs to fill up. You're not allowing the process of electricity to flow through your body properly. So you're actually holding on to more carbon dioxide than you are bringing in oxygen. If you're not breathing in the sense of those deep breaths bringing in electricity or prana, the life force, if you're not bringing in prana, you're dying. And as a matter of fact, the process of us going through life and getting older and dying anyway is based upon our breathing. So it's very important to take time through the day to breathe properly through the nose, out the nose, big deep breaths, fill those lungs. But she legit assists with that. You feel me? She legit assists with that. You see, she legit also helps mend bones together as well. You feel me? So if you have broken bones through your body, fractures, hairline fractures, anything like that, she legit helps mend those breaks. You feel me? If she legit's assisting with fractures through the body, you know what else it helps with? Arthritis. So, if it's helping with arthritis, you know what else she legit's helping you out with? Flexibility. Movement. You feel me? Why? Because these are minerals. When you're working with minerals, minerals are interacting with the electricity. You feel me? And it's, like I said, chelating those heavy metals and assisting with the moving of electricity through the body. Who's working their ethereal body? Who's working their light body? Who's taking care of their light body? For some of y'all in here, because I've got a lot of heavy hitters and cats that are intelligent in my chat, but the majority are not. You feel me? She legit boosts your testosterone. You feel me? Your natural testosterone. So, for guys, that's very important because guys are losing their testosterone at an all-time high. You feel me? Not to mention you're going to be losing testosterone always as you're gaining an age. However, a lot of guys, what they do is they take synthetic steroids and not realizing they don't know what those steroids are. I'll tell you what, most dudes in the gym that get extremely jacked, and I know, I was a professional bodybuilder and physique competitor. I know what they run out here. I know what type of gear is ran out here. When you're taking things like Tren, D-Ball. Some of these are steroids that they give to horses and big bulls that are extracted from these animals as well. So you're injecting yourself with animal hormones. You feel me? Kid you not. Well, Do you want to naturally boost your testosterone? Naturally? She legit. She legit is Gaia's testosterone. You feel me? 100%. Now, for females, it also raises testosterone. And that's very important. If you understand your bio, then you would know that guys also have estrogen. Females also have testosterone. You see, but these levels right now are so out of whack in most people. Most people's hormones are so out of whack just for the simple fact that their sleep patterns are way off. Their food is messing them up. The vaccines and other things, the antibiotics and whatnot that people just completely wreck their systems with. And then not to mention all of the other types of performance enhancing type of supplements that you can get even over the counter at something like a GNC or vitamin shop or just on any website. People are destroying their bodies. You feel me? They're destroying their hormones. Not to mention just these frequencies alone that come off of these devices. You feel me? These frequencies alone are doing nothing but wreaking havoc on our bodies, wreaking havoc on our hormones. We have our cellular phones, our mobile phones, our mobile phones in our pockets, right next to our reproductive organs as they're shooting harmful frequencies right into our reproductive organs or our sacral chakra. You feel me? So most people are so out of whack, their sacral chakra imbalanced. So, y'all know what it is. Well, anyway, she legit benefits for ones who are diabetic. She legit helps with diabetes. You feel me? Now, to be honest with you, depending on what platform I'm in or what type of guidelines that Instagram now has as they continue to change things, just talking about She Legit, if you don't use particular verbiage the right way, you can get shut down, sued, or some will even kill you just for saying what She Legit does to your body. You feel me? How you can't say the C word. That you can't say the C word. Does anybody know it? If you know what the C word is, go ahead and throw it there in the chat. But I'll give you a hint. After C comes a U. My name is Biz, said cancer, I said it. She's that cure. She knows what's up. You can't say it, but some of y'all know. So, it's very important. Well, anyway, the benefits are extremely, extremely high not to be taking She Legit or having it as a part of your daily regimen. So, just to let y'all know, I've got plenty. I'm going to be, some of the orders that I've processed today, I'm going to be getting them shipped out to y'all tomorrow. So for anybody else who is interested in getting She Legit, feel free to reach out to me in the DMs right now. We'll run it through the DMs. We're running this underground. But I do want to let you know that I do have I am working on a site that I'll have available She Legit, I'll have Chaga, I'll have some of the most beneficial things that I take and the things that I can really dive deep on y'all about and explain to y'all exactly why these types of things are very powerful for your body and very powerful for your bio and for your mind. I mean, y'all already know these are the types of things that I talk about and that I promote heavy. So, like I said, I wanted to help out the tribe with some of the rawest, you know. So if you're interested, feel free to reach out in those DMs, hit me up. So other than that, you know, it's Thursday night. We're coming close to a very powerful date, as today is the 05/21/2020. Tomorrow, or here in a few hours, we're gonna hit another powerful date. You feel me? That date is going to be the 05 22 2020. So that's actually a powerful date. It's falling on Friars Day as well. As you know, we're in May still, so we just came out of May Day. We came out of all of 2020 has been a high sacrifice time. You feel me? It's been a high sacrifice year, and there's a reason for that, because the 2020 is the anagram date. So to the occultists, especially the dark occultists, this is specific dates that they've been waiting for particular alignments to line up. You feel me? So tomorrow is the 05/22/2020 new moon as well. So for any of y'all that are, you know, metaphysicists or spiritual cats, if y'all know or y'all have your rituals that you do on the new moon to bring forth manifestation and great positivity, tomorrow is a great time to really get within your ritual and get within having dominion over your intention, and establish and set, you know, new spectrums for yourself. My name is Biz Said Reset. So we're coming, like I said, off of the Feast of Moloch. We're coming, that was May 19th to the 30th, that was April 19th to the 30th. May Day came through. We've noticed nothing but sacrificial death talk in the mainstream. You feel me? Have you ever heard through the mainstream the talk of so much death? There's reasons for this, as certain rituals are continuing to be played out to the dark occultists as they need to during these times, because they are also resetting as well. They're bringing forth new powers that they give sacrifice to. These are also times that are being fulfilled to some, the back pages of the holy scripts. You feel me? The holy scripts. And we're watching these scripts play out right in front of us. You feel me? And when I say scripts, yeah, I mean they're being played out by actors and actresses. So, scripted reality out here. Y'all already know what it is. Let me take a look here in the chat. I see here Collective Thought saying NASA says May 27th is going to be a day to watch for. Okay, so the 05/27/2020. NASA says May 27th is going to be a day to watch out for. Do you by any chance know what they are projecting, or what we're taking a look at? Because I don't really listen to too much of NASA, as they give us so many fairy tales. But I'd be interested to know, you know, what they're saying. I see Jana saying May 22nd through July 5th is the so-called dark corridor. Right on. So the 05/22/2020 through the 07/05/2020 is called the dark corridor. Okay. Dane Sire says, I'm worried about Florida this year. Hurricane emojis. Construction workers in South Beach been working nonstop on roads. I asked them, why so serious now? They told me we're making sure the roads are safe for Beach ER. Alright, well, I hear what you're saying in regards to Florida this year, because last year we witnessed some weather warfare. We'll talk about that in a second, but I actually do, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with hurricane season this year in Florida, just for the simple fact that there's been so much weather modification, and during certain times of the year, they can use weather warfare underneath the guise of stating what type of a year it is. So, you know, if it's hurricane season, you'll witness weather warfare with hurricanes. If it's tornado season, you'll witness, you know, weather warfare with tornadoes. You know, they're not gonna just throw a blizzard at you in the middle of the summer. It just wouldn't make sense for how they're able to continue to do what they do without the masses actually raising questions. But the masses, the majority, should have raised some questions when Hurricane Dorian, which came through last year, Hurricane Dorian, and the reason why you can't make this up, my name is Dorian as well, but Hurricane Dorian was a hurricane unlike none other. You feel me? And the reason why it was like unlike any hurricane of all time is because that hurricane was completely harped. You feel me? Which means that when that hurricane came through, that hurricane was used specifically to take out the shipping port of China in the Bahamas region. You feel me? This was HARP. So this was a controlled storm that they said was the most powerful storm, the most powerful hurricane of all time. And it just stayed still over one particular place in the port of China, in the Bahama region, and it stayed there for 3 days. You can't make this up. That's impossible. You feel me? This is something that's impossible. So, what they did was, if you know what's happening right now, there's things that have to be done on a global scale to what the globalists or the global corporations are doing to continue to have complete dominance, to bring in forth a system that they are imposing upon everybody. But one of those things is continuing to starve out or take out small business. You feel me? This is an absolute land grab and power grab, but there's different families and different factions that are ruling for this control. And we noticed, you know, there's a feud right now between China and the United States of America in regards to business and trade. And so we witnessed weather warfare with a storm named Dorian that was used specifically to take out the Chinese port there in the Bahama region. Well, hey, check this out. We've got 49 seconds left in this current stream. I'm only doing one tonight. I'd love to drop some keys with y'all again, hopefully here within the next few nights. I'm going to be having a busy few days. I am going to be getting orders out. The orders that I took today, I'll be getting those orders sent out tomorrow. And if anybody is interested in getting any She Legit, feel free, reach out, hit me up in the DMs, let me know. I'll discuss the price with y'all. But other than that, I appreciate each and every one of y'all, because y'all could have been anywhere else, but y'all are right here. So much love, much appreciation. Can't wait to dive deep with y'all, and we'll drop some keys and everything like that, and do a question and answer another time. So until then, much love, wholeness, love and light.
Heavily flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Production.
On the wake up.